Quiet Mind, Day 4. Silence your inner narrator. How to stop the mental noise that's been running the show. Ever seen someone muttering to themselves on the street, having a full-on argument with thin air? You probably thought, yikes, that person needs help. But here's the kicker. Most of us are doing the exact same thing, just silently. We've got this running commentary in our heads, talking at us nonstop. It judges, worries, remembers that embarrassing thing from 2003, plans the worst case scenario for next Tuesday's meeting, and occasionally narrates your own life like a bad audiobook. That voice, it's not you, it's your mind on autopilot, and you don't even realize it's been hijacking your life. That's why watching the thinker is so powerful. It's not some mystical trick, it just means stepping back and listening to that voice in your head instead of getting lost in its drama. And don't judge it when you hear it. Don't go, ugh, why am I thinking that? Because guess what? That's the same voice sneaking in the back door. Instead, become the observer. Ah, there's that anxious loop again. Suddenly a tiny gap appears. That gap is you waking up. It might start with just a few seconds of mental silence. But those seconds are golden. In them, you're no longer a slave to your thoughts. You're aware of your own awareness. And as those gaps grow, so does your inner stillness, a peace so real, so grounded, you'll wonder how you ever lived without it. And no, this isn't some weird trance. You're not zoning out, you're zoning in. You're more alert, more alive than in your usual mind rush. You start to feel a quiet joy bubbling up from nowhere. That's the joy of simply being. It's subtle, but powerful. And as you go deeper into that quiet space, you discover something wild. There's a version of you that's not defined by your body, your job, your past, or your thoughts. It's just presence, pure, peaceful, unshakable. Now, if sitting still and watching your mind sounds too abstract, here's a shortcut. Just pay ridiculously close attention to whatever you're doing. Washing your hands, feel the water, smell the soap, hear the splash. Walking upstairs, notice every step, breathing in the car before you start it. Good. You're not doing these things to get somewhere. You're doing them to arrive in the present moment. That's how you practice no mind in real life. And here's the funny thing. The more you do this, the less seriously you take the voice in your head. One day you might even laugh at it, like watching a toddler throw a tantrum over a broken crayon. That's when you know you're free. But wait, you say, don't I need my mind to survive in this crazy world? Absolutely. Your mind is an amazing tool. But that's the thing. It's a tool. It's not supposed to run the whole show. Most of our thinking is just background static, repetitive, pointless, and often negative. It drains you like an app running nonstop in the background. And worst of all, it's addictive. We think we have to think or we'll disappear. But that's just the ego talking. The ego is that made-up version of you, built from memories, fears, hopes, and Instagram-worthy projections. It can't survive in the now. That's why it drags you into the past to keep its story alive or shoves you into the future chasing some fantasy of peace. It never wants you fully here because in the present it has no power. Want real freedom? Learn to disidentify from that egoic mind. Every time you catch yourself in the middle of a thought and pause, just breathe and watch. You reclaim a little more of your awareness. You step out of the illusion. You touch the real you. The one who's been quietly watching all along. And that right there is the beginning of everything you've been searching for.